Hey there, Colin. It's John here from the Red Dice Diaries. I've just started listening to your latest episode. Fifth edition is boring. Now, you were asking like why people think that maybe certain games aren't suitable for long-term campaign play. And one of the reasons I've often heard, not sure I agree with it, is that sort of simpler games, they don't have that feeling of like character advancement in terms of like, you know, getting extra abilities and bits and pieces like that. Now, I'm sorry if you've covered this later on in your episode. I wanted to drop you a message before I forgot, but that's certainly one of the reasons I've heard, you know, that characters don't really advance much in terms of what's written on their character sheet. And I can sort of see the logic with that. You know, if you're a player who likes to have like lots of different feats and powers and stuff like that, I'm not sure if I really hold with it, though, to be honest. I mean, as you know, I'm a big fan of sort of BX and the more sort of basic versions of D&D and like the retro clones like OSE. And I don't think you get really a lot of like advancement in terms of like extra abilities. And I mean, let's face it, in sort of basic D&D, maybe you like to hit bonus like increases. You probably get some extra kit and some magic items. Maybe your saving throws improve a little bit, sort of every third or fourth level, whatever it is. But you don't really get a lot of, sort of extra powers or anything like that. And as you know, because you're playing in it, I'm running an OSE campaign at the minute. I love things like basic D&D for running long-term campaigns. In fact, it's my preferred system for it. So I don't think I agree with it, but I can sort of see what people mean. I mean, if you're really into that whole sort of like feats and powers and different things and numbers being added to your sheet, then yeah, I could see why simpler games might not seem as suitable for yourselves for long-term campaign play. But as you say in your episode, I think it's all just a matter of personal taste, to be honest, mate. Anyway, take care. I'll catch you soon.
Hey, man. So for me, when I say that I don't think a game would be suitable for me to play long-term, or I find a particular game boring, what I'm talking about is, I don't know if I can explain it. It's hard because I totally agree with you. You are only limited by your imagination, but I think that's true of every single game. And so therefore, because that's true of every single game, I need to get a little bit more from the system, because I can imagine in any system at all. So then why not just play any system ever? It doesn't ever matter. And while I can enjoy playing in any system, there are particular systems that I like better because the game itself gives me a little more than just my imagination. Because I have my imagination and my group's imagination in every game. So sometimes I want that more. So I don't know if that made any sort of sense. So let me give you an example. When I was playing in Dave's Black Hat game, it was great. I was having a lot of fun. Dave is a great GM. Everyone playing was awesome. But after a while, I got bored with the system, because I can sit around with you guys and shoot the shit about anything and tell cool stories and have fun. But when I'm sitting down to play a game, I want to get something back from that game, the actual rules and the system. Because like I said earlier, I can imagine with people all the time, anytime. But when I'm playing a specific game, I want to get something from the game. And again, I don't know if this makes any sense, if I just muddied the water more or what, man. But it's what I got. Anyway, you're awesome. I hope this is something. Anyway, dude, peace out.
So I was delighted to receive a couple of call-ins. Firstly, one from John and then one from Joe. And this gives me the opportunity to talk a little bit more and maybe ponder some of the things that these fellas have highlighted in their responses. I feel like John's is a perfect setup for talking about progression and level advancement, and it seems like John is clearly not set or sold on a specific idea there. He is presenting perhaps the popular opinion a little bit. And I wonder, do people, it's not something I do, but when people are considering the game, are they looking through the charts and seeing how many levels the game covers and looking down the list of skills and pondering what sort of characters they're going to create and what sort of scope they perceive in the game. I feel they must be, because there's a lot of emphasis goes into that with some of the big brands. I often say I can only speak from my own experience. I tend to do character creation. It's a sign of a concept that pops into my mind, and I'm not too fussed about the detail. I just sort of maybe speak to the person running the game and say, how can I do this, and then they give me the suggestions. You know, we all want it to work out. If it's just like a bummer and it's not going to work out, then, you know, that's fine as well. So it's what maybe would you call that, the traditional angle? It kind of can, you know, at the birth of RPGs, you've got Dungeons and Dragons there and a system of experience and levels and everything else. And as we've gone on, I think there's been a rise in the amount of games that don't rely on that. And then the whole thing I'm talking about, this sort of the smaller game where that is all totally simplified. Maybe you make a few rolls, maybe you learn from your mistakes, and there's all different ways of doing it. But I'm still finding there's a sort of a bit of entrenchment in the thinking that if you haven't got all this, somehow your game's maybe not suitable for long-term play. And I'll bring in Joe at this point, because I think, although Joe seems to think his comment doesn't make a lot of sense, I think it does. I think we've got a little bit of discrepancy over what I'm talking about with regard to imagination, but I'll come on to that. And I think Joe's looking for something from the system. Obviously, he's trying to keep the calling down to a sensible amount of time, so he doesn't go into listing all the sort of things that he expects from the system. But I think it's maybe some of this traditional stuff, this character building. Knowing Joe a little bit, I know he loves to build his characters and probably likes to crunch the numbers and the concepts, and he likes maybe to see this path of progression laid out so that you can perhaps plot a course for your character a little bit, but you know, still have some flexibility. I'm imagining that's an attraction for perhaps some of your Pathfinder players, because I hear this concept of building characters, and that's kind of what I imagine when I'm thinking about building. You have a plan, you kind of follow a plan, and the idea is you want to create something spectacular and lasting that's going to weather the storms, much like an architect would set out to build a building. So I mentioned this idea of imagination, and really I think it's as much about inspiration. So I'm talking about, it's not good enough just to have an imagination. I think the game has got to fire your imagination. And I feel if the game is constantly firing your imagination, when Joe is saying he's looking to the system for more, I'm thinking that's like fuel. The game is fueling his imagination. It's like an engine that it's firing the combustion is firing the cylinders, keeping the engine going. And it's your, if you think of your engine is the creativity, and the game is the fuel, the ideas, the inspiration is the fuel for the creative engine. And as long as you have got that fuel, then your game is going to keep going. But, and this is where you sometimes run onto the rocks, is because it's a group thing, you need something that's going to appeal to the group at large. It's fine having the person who's running the game being inspired and everything, but it's not a lot of use if they're the only one. So this is something else we're always wrestling with. I guess what I'm saying is, what I'm challenging here is, I'm asking the question, what is the fuel? We're looking for something. We're constantly buying games, constantly tweaking things, and this is all about fueling our creativity by providing inspiration. So if you get a big book with, like I said, a lot of pages, a lot of artwork, it's taking a shotgun approach, there's a good chance that somewhere in there you're going to strike a vein, you're going to strike oil, you're going to get your fuel, and everybody's happy. As well, with the shotgun approach, you're stepping outside of the niche. You're bombarding the problem. And this is, I feel like this is what Dungeons & Dragons is doing. They've got a bunch of designers, they've got a load of momentum, and they're like really pouring on the fuel, constantly pouring on the fuel with new releases. I feel like if games don't put new stuff out, and if there's not a buzz around a game, and people are not talking about a game, then it kind of withers on the vine, and people just don't get fired up anymore. And it's not a slight on the game. It could be the best game in the world, but unless that game's getting the fuel, creating a buzz, it just gets forgotten. And what I'm saying is, I don't think some of the talk and the assumptions we make about longevity and success of a long running campaign, say, I think we're maybe looking at the wrong stuff. I don't know if that's any clearer at all.
Hey, Colin, Jason here. Looking forward to that Papers and Paychecks game for the pit crew, where we get to do our tax forms. That's going to be a fun adventure. Sign me up for it, please. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for that, Jason. You are on the sign-up sheet. You just scraped in. It's filling up fast. You got the last seat at the table, man. The very last. Don't tell anyone, but I saved it for you. We've all got this imagination. We can all bring it to the game. But I sometimes think that people are not inspired with their play, or they're going through the motions and they're not bringing their A game, and they're not providing a sort of a... The session is not inspiring and maybe charged with creativity. And is that because the session and the game that they're sitting and playing is not pushing their buttons? They're not getting fired up about it. Joe gives the example of his black hack play. Now, everybody's different, and I didn't experience a tailing off in my enthusiasm for black hack. I'd happily play that. I found that the what in fact was going on with that game was it was getting more and more intricate, and you heard players perhaps saying that they were kind of like falling behind with what was going on, and maybe there was some danger that if you missed a few sessions you might never catch up with perhaps the story. But at no point was the game ever complicated. But I always felt a desire to play some more, learn what was going on with different characters, find out what had happened, things like that. So I felt super engaged in what is really quite a simple game. Having said that, I do think that the Black Hack has got some hidden depths that you don't necessarily notice on an initial read through. And there was some cool stuff happening. The question of this imagination and inspiration, I think there's certain players out there that they want to bring a lot of their own stuff to a game and they feel held back or hampered by these bigger games. And when I talk about you're only limited by your imagination, what I'm suggesting there is if there's something missing in a game, you're at quite liberty to add it in. And in my original episode when I started talking about this, I did say that I feel a lot of the big publishers out there, they put a lot into their books just to make it easy for people, because I think it is easier to leave stuff out that you don't want than to dream up new content and add it in. So I'm not suggesting light games are necessarily an easy option. And I think that's another thing that kind of gets trotted out there. Maybe these games are not serious games. They're just sort of like throwaway games. But you've got to bring a lot of your own stuff to the table, because if you're going to play a game for any length of time, it's going to have to evolve and it's going to have to develop. And if the creator hasn't given you a load of codified stuff, you're going to have to make it up yourself. And I think for a lot of people, there's an attraction in that. And I guess, you know, it's just, I'm just challenging this idea, this whole thing that, oh, that game's not a sort of suitable for long-term play.